Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know how to fix it, right? Come on. We do it all the time. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Get involved, be engaged, and do something. You know, step out of your comfort zone. How many of you, you know, are pro-Israel? How many of you are willing to, you know, really just get out there and grab an Israeli flag? How many of you out there just speaking and talking to the issue in such a fashion where your friends have don't have to guess as to where you're at in all of this? I know mine don't. And I have friends of mine that I know they don't. So what I don't understand, again, is the quietness, the I won't say complicity, but the Jews that are sitting back, I don't know if they're afraid to say something. I don't know if they agree. You know, I spoke to a Jewish friend of mine today that, and don't be funny, not the only one, but a Jewish friend of mine today that was horrified by what took place, but kind of went down that road with, you know, Trump this and Trump that, and you know, look at what's going on in Ukraine. You know what? It has nothing to do with Trump. We didn't back any regimes. I mean, the Biden administration today said that it's still going to support Palestine. It's still going to give them money. It's still going to send them, you know, money for help. What the heck is wrong with these people? I want to know what kind of drugs they're taking that make them so cold towards what's happened to the Israelis. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. If you think I'm wrong, let me know. I'd be more than happy to have you tell me where I'm off. What do you think? You know, again, our hearts and prayers go out to them. I can't imagine. I would say the same thing about Israel. If Israel was out beheading babies, have you? What a cold SOB you have to behead babies. You with me here? Am I wrong? Help me understand. I've been wrong before. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. After the break, I'm going to be joined by Pastor David Haig. I should call him Dr. David Haig. Doctor of Theology. And we're going to go down, truly, again, some people don't realize. I know I've been beaten to death, but I'm beaten to death for a reason. This is not a secular war. This is not something where you're going to give different lines, different, you know, places. Here's how we're going to fix this, guys. We're going to give you this piece of land and that piece. No, that is not going to work. In all sincerity, it's not going to work. This is a spiritual battle with these people. It really is that simple. It ain't that hard, as I say in my best English. And frankly, the Palestinians don't want peace. They want annihilation. They want them gone. And those people that are pro-Palestinian out there, would you approach them with that question? They won't answer. I don't know what they're afraid of, but they won't answer. Do you want to wipe out Israel? You're here with a Palestinian flag. Do you want to wipe out Israel? Make them non-existent, and why? They can't answer. They have no response. It shows you how ignorant they are. Willfully ignorant, because there's too much information for you to get and find out. Apparently, if you're given a piece of land, and not that they didn't deserve to have it to begin with, but if the UN gives you a piece of land, if the UN tells you this is your land from now on, and the UN as a council as a whole votes for it, gives it to you, and then 50 years later decide, yeah, maybe not so much. Really? They're supposed to move their stuff out? That's it? It's over? Just nuts. The UN, this is where you guys blow it. The UN, in essence, sanctioned that land to them. And now the UN's got the guts to call them occupiers. It shows you how ignorant or how evil they are. I'd say evil, but that's beside the point. Anyway. You know what's funny? It was not funny, haha, but Cory Booker was in Israel when the attacks came about. And, you know, he put up on his Twitter, I think it was. He said, I was in Israel when the horrific attacks carried out by Hamas started on Saturday. My team and I are now safe. Nobody asked, but like many, we're shaken, we're angered, we're heartbroken by the hundreds killed, the thousands injured, those taken hostage, all those who were directly affected by these sickening terrorist attacks. After this experience, more than ever, I'm committed to working with my colleagues in the Senate to continue supporting Israel's security and ensuring stability in the region. Let's see if he stops the flow of money to Hamas. Let's see if he stops the flow of money to Iran and the Palestine, you know, regime. It's just amazing to me. And yet here's a guy that voted to give $150 billion to the Iranians. Yeah, that bomb you ducked, you paid for it. We paid for it. So I'm seeing your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Questions you ask, the texting, the tweeting, and just being involved as a whole. So, you know, I always say to you guys that I bring on the experts because I'm not one. And just because a guy has a microphone and he sounds smart and he's on the air, it doesn't mean jack. Seriously. You know, you have to go to the experts. You have to ask them what's going on. And people who live this and breathe this and really truly understand. And many of you are looking for a secular solution to what I believe is a spiritual issue. You're looking to say, oh, how much more land do we need to give them? Or what should we do with this? And what should we pull back with Israel? And what should we... None of that's going to fix this. You have two sides of this issue. One side's idea of peace is the total annihilation and wiping out of Israel and the Jewish community. And the other one is willing to live in peace and work in harmony and work side by side. You can't win. You can't create peace in that situation. But again, I'm not the expert. That's why I brought in Pastor David Haig, pastor of a large church in Los Angeles County, California. And I would suspect knows a lot more about this issue than I do. And Pastor Haig, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe, but I don't believe that I can solve this problem either. I'm not that kind of expert, but I'm glad to talk about it. I've been waiting all day to talk about it, so thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Well, I think what I want to interject here, though, is that, you know, you've got all these heads of state sitting around and trying to be, you know, figure out how to make this happen, how to bring peace, how to do A, B, and C. Nobody's talking about the spiritual side of this whole thing, and that's why I brought you on.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you want to talk about it, you go all the way back to Genesis 3:15, where Adam and Eve sinned, and God is turning out the curses, and he turns to Satan first, and he says, you know what, I'm going to put enmity between your seed and the seed of the woman, and that turns out to be enmity between those who are wanting to acknowledge God, realize that he's in charge, and live under his rule, and those who want to discard the God of the Bible and live under their own rule. And we see the enmity, it's Cain and Abel, it's Jacob and Esau, it's, you know, at some points Israel and Judah, and now it's Israel and the nations. It's also seen here at home. We have differences that are not going to be met just by, you know, the common use of human desire, because the desires are different. The passions are different, and the passions are very real, and they're fueled, or they fuel people into violent behavior. We've seen it all over. We've seen it in the riots. We've seen it, you know, in George Floyd. We've seen it in all kinds of things. So that let's not kid ourselves that we are without all the elements that it would take to do what we're seeing over there.
Yeah, you know, it, again, seeing, and I know better than this, I really do, but seeing in our own little community where the hate and vitriol, which, not surprised, or I should say, not unexpected, but surprised to what level it is at. And even our Christian community, there are people in the Christian community that believe that Israel is our occupiers of that area. Do you want to help straighten that out for our brothers and sisters?
Yeah. I mean, I've been there. I've been to Bethlehem, where you have to go through a huge wall, and there's a huge wall that Israel had to build, and then the wall that's against Gaza, because without it, they were coming in and savaging people. And what we're seeing now, I mean, I'm trying to be fair here, but the fact is what you're seeing now, as Hamas has come, has breached the wall in 30 places, has infiltrated villages, Jewish villages, gone door to door, grabbed women and men and children and babies, decapitating them, parading them through the streets in trucks naked as they're being systematically raped. I mean, come on. There is such a thing as just war theory. What makes aggression into another country or defense against an aggressor just? And they have broken every rule. And what we see here is a complete disintegration of the value of another human life. We have the complete erosion of love your neighbor, do unto others what you would have them do to you. And we're seeing not only a clash of religious fervor, we're seeing a clash of good and evil. And even if Israel has not been as good, they certainly have not gone in and decapitated babies.
No, and I find it interesting that you have people that are out there saying, you know, Israel's no better than Hamas, this is the way they treat their people, yada, yada, yada. I mean, the evil, the deep-seated evil and hatred for you to decapitate a baby. I mean, seriously.
Well, the fact that they're saying that Israel treats its own people this bad. I've been to Israel 8 times. I'm ready to go the 9th time. I've been in the big cities. I've been in the little cities. I've talked to Israelis. I've been to people over there who are humanitarians, who are handing out bandages and food, even as we speak, to anybody, not just to Israelites, but to Arabs. There are all kinds of Arabs who live in Jerusalem. There's a whole Arab quarter. And so you've got the opportunity to go there and say, Israel actually, and right now they've been forecasting messages into Gaza saying, look, we don't want to kill non-combatants. Go to your shelters. Get out if you can. Get on a boat and get out into the Mediterranean Sea. We're gonna bomb this, but they're giving notice. So it's only those who have an axe to grind. Everything starts with a presupposition about a political position. And, you know, the Bible tells us people are always going to hate Israel.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And again, though, you look at – I'm trying to deal with the unadulterated pure evil that's going on there. And you know, you have people say there's no way this is going on. It's got to be like media hype. Nobody could be that evil. And I'm saying, yeah, actually, you can be that evil. We've seen it happen over the years, even in our own lifetimes.
Well, this isn't the first time, obviously. We've seen, you go to Israel and you see posters. You go to Europe and see posters of people with, you know, remember when we were, it was Iran that was doing this. They had covers over their heads as they were slitting hostages' throats.
Mm-hmm.
It's this basic disregard for what we would consider the evil or the good that usually comes pre-installed on the human hard drive.
Yeah.
You don't have to teach the baby.
I like the way you put that, too, the human hard drive. Look, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, a lot more from questions that were asked earlier. I've got some more for you. We'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has reaffirmed his unwavering dedication to Israel's security.
As I said yesterday, my commitment to Israel's security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable. The United States has Israel's back, and we're going to be working on this all through today and beyond.
The president told reporters that he had a conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu earlier today, emphasizing the ongoing commitment to address the escalating conflict in the Middle East.
The United Auto Workers strike has entered a 27th day, with UAW members currently picketing at 43 different facilities nationwide. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has emerged as the Republican Party's choice for Speaker of the House. The Louisiana congressman will now need to garner at least 217 votes on the House floor. That is the very latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with ExtendoVite. And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring him back on. I got so many questions, so much info that I want to draw from him. I've got Pastor David Hague on the line with me. He's a pastor of a large church up in the northern Los Angeles County area. And Pastor Hague, always a pleasure when you join me.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. This is a particularly tough time, though, isn't it? I mean, I'd much rather talking about happier subjects.
Well, you know, the question that we've been getting over the last few days, and because I've been talking about this on the air, and I'll let you respond, is, you know, we're serving the same God. Now, these are things thrown at me. We're serving the same God. How does God let this stuff happen? How would that God allow these kind of things to happen? Well, I will leave that to the expert.
Well, yeah, the obvious truth is that we're not serving the same God.
Yeah.
We're not serving the God who created all things. They would say Allah is the only God, and when you read the seven foundations of Islam, you'll find out that they are anything but the same as Elohim, God of the Old Testament, God of the New Testament, Jesus Christ, who we believe is God of very God. And so the incredible difference in the ethics demonstrates. You know, Jesus said, do unto others as you want others to do to you. That's not Allah. If you've read the Quran, anybody who's read the Quran realizes that it is a militant religion that is dogmatically stating that we are the only religion, and unless you agree with us, we are going to cancel you. Now, that's what's scary about our society, because we have become a society that says, this is who I believe I am, I'm transgender, I'm homosexual, I'm whatever, and if you don't agree, not only are you disagreeing with me, you're an evil advocate for evil, and we must kill you. We must. Right now, it's not being, you know, murder. It's cancel. So if you have that viewpoint that there's a God of the Bible who believes that sexual perversion is sexual perversion, and it's not only wrong, but it's hurtful to the nation and to the people who are involved in it. If you have that idea, then those who have the opposite idea no longer will stand and say, well, let's debate this. Let's not use ad hominem arguments. Let's not pick on each other. Let's look at the facts. Let's look at the reports. Let's look at natural law. No, they don't do that. They say, because you disagree with us, we're going to cancel you. And I mean, we just read that an official told Tommy Tuberville, who's a senator,
yeah,
that be erased from the human race. I mean, come on. That's only a small step until you get what we see in Hamas.
Oh, you know, I know that, you know, I do this for a living, so it's tough for me to get away from it. But I peruse MSN, I peruse CNN, I peruse these quote-unquote news outlets or information outlets, and there has been a movement afoot for months, blatantly in your face, to talk about how bad the Christian religion is, to talk about how bad Christians are, and painting them as white nationals, and, you know, churches are dying, these people need to be, you know, I don't know, their brains need to be refreshed or something. And when you get down this road and you're out there speaking, some of these younger people already have a mindset that you're the devil.
Yeah, and what's really hard to understand about that is there's a great historian named Tom Holland who is not, he's not a Christian, but he's written this huge book, Dominion, where he very carefully and dramatically demonstrates that many of the best things about society, loving your neighbor, sacrifice, helping one another, all of those things, that law enforcement, that deciding what's right and wrong, putting restorative judgment as well as punitive judgment, all of these things, even science, came out of the idea that there is a God who started it all, and the God is the standard of good and evil. He makes this huge case, and he's not a Christian, that without Christianity, society doesn't have any good side. And it's been completely believed and understood at the highest echelons. And yet, what we're seeing is just the same kind of evil as we see in Hamas. And that is that anything that goes against what is, anything that tries to restrain our desires is evil. That's what Christianity does. Christianity says, don't give place to all your sexual desires. Sexual desires to be fulfilled within the bounds of marriage in a committed relationship, which we all agree is best for the family, it's best for the children. So all of these things that are saying we don't want Christianity, what they're really doing is saying we want to get rid of God's restraint. We want to decimate the family. And what does that give you? Well, it gives you all kinds of chaos, which allows somebody then to come in power and regulate things. And, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a realist. I read the Bible and I find out that unless people understand their sin, admit it, and recognize that the only remedy for it is faith in Jesus Christ, we're going to continue to have these kinds of things. Hopefully not like the moth. But we're going to have what we see in America today, where evil has become good.
I kind of go a little, you know me, I go a little further with it. You know, one thing is when you talk about the evil like what Hamas did, we see it yearly with abortion and what have you. You know, and I think it's to your point about, you know, the disintegration of the family, them pushing against that. There's a big push for kids to disconnect from their parents if their parents don't buy into the new, what we refer to as the woke agendas and what have you. I mean, think about the coldness, the lack of, I don't know, truly the lack of love, if you would, with these things. And that's where I see our Hamas moment, but it's a Hamas decade, if you would. And I don't see it going away anytime soon with the way that things are being taught to our young people.
Well, and in fact, you know, you go back to the time of Darwin. Darwin came along with the theory of evolution. And he said, I can explain reality without God. So if you look at society from that time until now, without God, there are no standards. There's no restraints. When you get rid of God, you make man God. And now all of a sudden, everybody gets to decide for themselves. And I love what President Reagan used to say. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? No, we're not politically, but we're certainly not morally. Okay? When you have people who are saying, I'm going to cut off my genitals in order to appease my inner self, you've got gender dysphoria and mental illness that is rampant in a different way than those who are picking up a gun and shooting people. It's a horrible thing. And yet, I believe that the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ can come into those lives and actually bring true meaning, true purpose, and true happiness.
All right, so I know you don't have a crystal ball, and that your hotline may not be working, but you know, the question that I get over and over again, do I think that, Israel will prevail? I've said, based on what I believe the Bible says and based on what I've seen Israel do over the decades, yes, they will wipe the floor with Hamas.
Yeah, I'm concerned in two things. I'm concerned that if they go too far, and I'm glad they're warning the Gaza people, yep, the Palestinians, to leave. But if they go too far, right now they've got pretty much all of the nations on their side, except for the Arab nations who, for political reasons, can't say anything. But, you know, you've got all the heads of state pretty much saying, this is horrible, this is horrible. You have a aircraft carrier, United States aircraft carrier off the coast. You've got ammo that we're sending them. They've got to be careful. They have a space in time because of the atrocities that they can go in and they can do some really rough stuff to completely behead the stake. If they go too far, they're going to lose some of the international community. The second thing is, I think Netanyahu is eventually going to be he's going to be brought up, and they're going to say, "What were you doing? How come our vaunted Israeli intelligence agency knew nothing about this? This is a pre-planned collaborative attack of Syria, Lebanon, and Hamas, probably bankrolled by Iran and whoever else. How come none of our intelligence agencies, none of the spies we have infiltrated in Gaza?" And I think America's going to be asked, too. We have probably the best intelligence network in the world. There's chatter. We hear all kinds of things. Did we know? Who know what? Who knew when? Well, who knew what, and when did they know it, and why didn't they do anything about it? So I think ultimately the aftermath of this is going to be harder for the president and the leaders in Israel than this. You know, this war is going to be, it's going to be hard fought, but it's not going to last long, my estimation.
Oh, I don't think it's going to last long either. Some of the people I've spoken with back in D.C. have told me that. CIA fell on their face on this one. They have said plenty of times when there's no chatter, something's about ready to happen. There was no chatter. They should have known. All right, we gotta go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare. Prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-0855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the way we win. When you get informed... And you have information to push back with. I'm not saying fight with. You know what I mean. But you're sitting at a table. You're having a conversation with a friend. Don't let them go off the deep end. Don't let them spew things that aren't real or aren't true. Be ready to speak up and say something. You don't even have to be argumentative about it. You can say, have you ever given thought to this? Have you ever given thought to X? Have you looked at it this way or from these people's point of view? You'd be surprised. You may not change your mind, but you'll slow them down, and that can't get out of their head. Once it's in there, it's in there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, a lot going on there as well. I want to welcome back again Pastor David Haig. Joins me to discuss what's going on in Israel from a biblical and even secular standpoint. And some of the things that we see, what's going to happen, I'm not even going to say how we achieve peace, but there's got to be a way out of this. I think that Israel, what I'm hearing from some of my people in D.C., what I'm hearing is that they're just going to wipe out Gaza. They're going to wipe out that area and not allow it to be what it was.
You know, what's really interesting is that Gaza Strip was the same location where the biblical story of the Philistines was. The Philistines were a seafaring people. They weren't Canaanites, but so they came, they settled on the coast there on the Gaza Strip. And you read the Old Testament and you see that the Philistines were always attacking and marauding and they were the terrorists of their day. And it led to all kinds of things. But the one thing that the Israel in the Old Testament did is they called on their Lord. They called on their God. There's a great psalm, if some of your listeners want to turn at some point, to Psalm 83. And it says, God, don't keep silence. Don't be still. For behold, your enemies are making an uproar. Those who hate you, they have raised their heads. They lay crafty plans against your people. They consult together against your treasured ones. They say, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more. So this isn't a new thing, what we're seeing. It's been going on since Israel re-entered Canaan years and years ago, and God gave them that land. And there's always been enmity between Israel and the nations around them. So the question is, what's going to happen? Well, biblically, what's going to happen is someday God's going to have enough of it. He's going to come down and finish it himself. But that's all, you know, and probably we don't know when. There's a lot of speculation about it. But we believe that one day Jesus Christ is going to return. And when he does, he's going to settle all the accounts. Having said that, we look now and we say, Lord, please settle the account here. Make unrighteousness, make it disappear. Make evil disappear. Use whatever means you have to. But, Lord, don't let those you use to settle the score become like those who started the war. And so I'm praying for the church in Israel. I'm praying for the Christians, believe it or not, in Gaza. There are Palestinians who name the name of Jesus. And so I'm hoping that this is settled in a way that is both just and yet doesn't cross the line so that the Israelis become like the Palestinians.
How did the general populace over the years, over the decades, come to the conclusion, and I won't say the large part of the general populace, but come to the conclusion that Israel was an oppressive country? And I say that because if you really think about it, in Israel, you have people praying side by side, Muslims, Jews, Christians, whatever. You have people of different ethnicities and religious beliefs working side by side. You can't have that in a Palestinian-run area.
Right. You know, it's interesting. If you go to Israel and you go up on Temple Mount, that it's in the middle of Jerusalem, right? Jerusalem is under the control of Israel. And yet they let the Muslims have the top, the Temple Mount, where the Dome of the Rock is, where the Al-Aqsa Mosque is. You've got, and there are rules up there. If you go up there as a Christian, which I've been there 8 times, they don't allow you to take out your Bible. You can't pray. But there's this uneasy alliance. And Israel has said, this is your holy place. We're going to allow you to have authority over it. And it's a perfect example of why Israel has given and given and given. But at a certain point, when they're killing your children and raping your women, you can't give anymore. You have to go take something back. And I think that's what we're going to see.
Well, I hope you're right. I really do. I mean, we've come to the point in society where just trying to get along, and I mean trying to get along, is not working. We're raising up young people. We've got young people showing up that it's my way or the highway. To your point, you started talking about, you know, the cancel culture kind of thing. And you're seeing more and more of a push for these kids to disengage from their churches, disengage from their parents, disengage from people of good morals, in most cases, good moral standards, and will help them move forward in their lives. I mean,
I'm hoping that what we are seeing on the world stage, both in Russia and their invasion of Ukraine and Hamas, their terrorist invasion of Israel, I hope that Americans can look at that and say, you know what, there is such a thing as right and wrong. There is such a thing as good and evil. And look at our nation and say, which direction are we headed? We have thrown out morality. We've said that morality is an unfair restraint. Everybody should be able to do whatever they want to do. They can smash and grab jewelry. They can kill people with impunity and get out on bail. They can lie. They can cheat. They can be corrupt. They can have perverse sexual appetites. And all of that is good. Well, let me tell you where that goes. You guys, you know that, Joe, and so do your listeners. That's why they listen to you. Eventually, you can't escape the maxim, beware your sin will find you out.
Yep. Yep. No, you're exactly right. And if you had, I'll give you 2 minutes. I know that's tough for a pastor. I'll give you 2 minutes because many people are not easy with this. I mean, they're really having trouble. I told you on Sunday night I had lots of trouble getting relaxed enough to go to sleep because of, not because the Jews necessarily were what was happening to him, but that we have people that are so evil in this world that would behead children, that would rape and kill teenage girls and then parade them around the streets. Like an evil we haven't seen in quite some time.
Yeah, well, I get 2 minutes. I start with Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. So the first question we always have to ask is, why is there something rather than nothing? Why is there this desk I'm sitting behind? Why are there the cars that some people are driving right now? Because everything that exists had a cause, and that cause had a cause, and that cause had a cause, and you go back and back and back, and eventually you have to get to an uncaused cause, or you have an infinite regress, which means nothing exists, but we know something exists. So there is an uncaused cause, Aristotle's unmoved mover, and then you say, okay, what can we tell about that uncaused cause? We look at the world around us, and it's complex. It must have had this uncaused cause must have some kind of intelligence to have brought into being that something that is as complex as the universe, as the atom, as the I. And so the uncaused cause must have some sense of intelligence. And then we look at the one that I would think we're talking about on this telecast today, this broadcast, is that we intrinsically know that something is morally right and something is morally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would say that decapitating babies is wrong. Alan Leff, who was one of the greatest atheists ever, he wrote several essays, and his premise was, why is napalming babies wrong, from the Vietnam era? And he said, it's not wrong, except it is wrong. And so if you have an uncaused cause that is moral, that is intelligent, that is eternal, it may not prove God, but it certainly proves that the God of the Bible is the best candidate. And my point would be is that the story of the Bible allows you to live a better story than any story that rejects the God of the Bible. And I hope people who are listening will understand that we Christians, we can think, we can put arguments together, we can be logical, and we're not all haters, we're not all bigots. We accept everyone, but we refuse to applaud those who've turned their nose up at God. We accept you. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord, and we'll show you why our story's a better story.
Yeah, the there's no more, and I'm not going to say that because I've been pushing my way through some of these things, but reasoning together today is a real challenge, okay? Pastor Haig, you also have a blog, and you've got some books you've written. Why don't you quickly tell people about those?
Yeah, you can go to david.haig. DavidHaig.org, DavidWHaig.org, sorry, and I have some books on how to live the Christian life. Probably the best one is called The Well, and it takes two chapters of the Bible and gives you a page of commentary and a prayer all the way through the Bible. There is no substitute for reading the Bible and knowing and understanding what it means. You don't just open it up, treasure hunt, stick your finger on a verse, and then take it as God's word. You've got to understand that the beginning place of the Bible's meaning is what did the original author and can the original readers understand. So it's on Amazon. Look at The Well, David W. Haig, and it'll help you read through the Bible in a couple of years.
Great. Perfect. God bless, David. Thanks for being with
Thanks.
Me. All right, people.
Always a pleasure.
Hang tight. Dan Pilla joins me in the next hour with your tax, helping you with your tax problem. We'll be right back.